Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts Amanda Kimmel and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
the podcast.
Hey!
Hi! Welcome to the August 19th through 23rd weekly recap of General Hospital!
I can't believe the month's, like, almost over.
I know! This was a weird week. We say that way too much.
Because
we say it almost every single... But like you just said before we started, a lot happened, but not a lot to talk about.
Right. Yeah, it's just kind of like bullet points. If this happened, this happened. I think it's all story development, not at the heart of it yet.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, absolutely does. So what do you have?
I played catch up of half of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday right before I got here. So most of my notes are off of that just because
that's fine.
Whatever.
And that's why we released this on Monday, because people use the weekend to catch up. And sometimes those people are us.
Exactly. You know? Very much so. I put Lulu's divorce is final. And then right after that, I put Maxie needs to slow her roll with hooking Lulu up.
Is it me or have they changed Maxie?
They have. And she needs to make up her mind. A couple weeks ago, she's going off getting Peter shot so that they can find Dante, because Dante and Lulu belong together. And then the ink isn't even dry. And she's like, hey, date Uber guy. Like, what the heck?
Rideshare.
Sorry.
We are done saying.
That's true.
The company name.
Date rideshare guy.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And then she's over-talking Peter the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously had something exceptionally important to tell her.
Right. And she just talked right over him. I just wanted to tell you that I love you. Okay, well, you just changed the whole game.
Right. And it's going to come out later on, and then she's going to get mad at him, and he's going to be like, I tried, and you wouldn't.
Exactly. You wouldn't even listen to me.
You steal your line.
Yes, exactly. She wouldn't zip her lip. And then she made that statement again. I love you now and for who you are in the future.
Exactly. And that was in his past. Did you think that that was going to be Peter?
No.
I had no clue.
No.
Because I took a screenshot of it and put it on Instagram asking people who they thought. And of course, some people are like, I read on the internet it was Peter. And I'm like, ah!
No, don't read on the internet. Just your best guess.
Exactly. But did not see that. Totally thought it was going to be Jerry.
Yes.
Possibly Valentine, but Valentine. But I was going with Jerry.
Yes.
Because Jax is talking about him too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that would have made sense to me. And I didn't like that at the end of Friday, Peter was talking to somebody and was like, don't let Maddox be found. Please don't turn him back into a bad guy.
I know. Because some people really have not given him a chance. Some people still hate him and still think of him as.
But if he's making phone calls like that, then maybe people like Robert that think that are right.
Yeah. I think that he's in a tough spot.
I feel like Shiloh, I know he has dirt on him, but I feel like he has no credit Because like he even said when he went to visit him in jail, they're going to believe the cult leader that rapes women that's in jail, or they're going to believe the guy who's reformed. They're going to believe the guy who's reformed.
Right.
So don't even get involved with it. Say, do your best. And whenever Shiloh comes out with all of his stuff, no one's going to believe it. Or a couple people will, but the people that have actually come to know him are going to trust that he's changed.
Right. Exactly.
Don't get involved with blackmail people. It's not a good idea.
No, exactly. It's no, nothing good ever comes out of
it. And you don't know. In that kind of case, there's no way to know that you're not going to turn around 3 months from now and be like, oh, I need $1 million more before I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Or don't forget, I want your firstborn child. I don't know. Blackmail is a never ending circle.
Speaking of firstborn child, what about his conversation with Nell?
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
Do you think she's going to tell him?
I don't know. I don't know. I liked that she was listening in on the conversation between him and Peter, though. I like that she has some dirt.
Yeah. How can she manipulate that to be in her favor? Because you know it has absolutely nothing to do with hurting Michael.
Right.
But she said the Quartermains owe me, too.
Yes.
So.
That's going to be a good storyline to play out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see why she would want to tell him, because then he would back off.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I feel like then that's giving way too much leverage.
Yeah.
And even more against the whole ELQ stuff. Like,
yeah. I don't know where he still thinks that he gets a stake in those shares, though.
Right. The court hasn't figured that out yet.
No. But speaking of court, isn't Alexis like a family attorney or a criminal attorney?
Yes.
Is she now doing real estate law, too? Because that's its own separate thing.
I was wondering where you were going with that. I'm like, what has she gotten into this week? Yeah.
We need a diverse law practice here, guys. Bring in another attorney.
Why do they have Alexis and then Nora comes in every once in a while and then Diane, but they all practice the exact same kind of law?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, like you said.
We need a law practice. Diversity.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. Don't make Alexis hold this.
And maybe a medical practice while we're at it, so we can have doctors with different specialties.
Maybe. Maybe.
So we don't need to go to Kevin for all of our psychiatric and neurological.
Needs. Yeah. Although they did consult with Patrick.
Yes.
I like that Elizabeth said that. Too. She was like, I consulted with Patrick and Robin. So they filmed that before they heard our podcast, though.
They do, but I still felt like that was a weird sentence. Why would the nurse consult with? No, she doesn't.
Her friend consulted. It'd be the same thing as.
I guess.
When you and I text each other
she
questions.
Makes it sound like she's a little more involved than she should be.
But she is a medical professional. So
she is.
She does have her resources. And I mean, gosh, I text my friends ridiculous stuff to ask questions about. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But if I know one of them is a professional in a certain area.
That's what friends are for.
Yep.
That makes sense.
In good times.
Bad
times.
are you not seeing Oh my gosh. How about the money being hidden in Oscar's car? I never guessed that.
Yeah.
Never guessed that. I liked that. Like, I really liked the way that they tied that together and it made sense that that would be something that he would do, but I never saw that coming.
So speaking of that, the guy who played the consumer, his name's Chad Jamian.
Okay.
On Instagram. Posted, spoiler alert, being a jerk on General Hospital. And he posted like the little clip of them. And I just told him, I was like, you were totally being a jerk. You were an annoyed consumer, but rightfully so. And he responded, LOL. So I thought I would just give him a little shout out.
Yeah.
Because, well, and then William Lipton responded, hope you found the car you were looking for. And he said, and he responded, well, no, because someone big, crazy thumb had to press reject. So,
oh, you guys are cute.
That is cute. I like seeing them interact together.
Yes,
so
that was adorable.
Good job being an annoyed consumer on the show.
I feel like I could play that role well also.
We should go to Kelly's and we can.
Oh, complain about our food. No one ever complains about the food.
No, the BLTs are amazing.
Maybe I don't want a BLT.
Well,
so then I'll order
then you
something
can
else and complain.
Like, I want Ruthie's.
Yes.
Ruby's. Ruthie's is a little diner about an hour away from here that is really good.
I've never been there.
You should go to Ruthie's.
All right. Road trip.
Okay.
What else? What do you got?
So I guess we could stick with Elizabeth. That are we just not even saying Sarah's name now?
Because so many people are questioning.
She's not
where
like,
the heck is she?
Right. But Elizabeth even says, I don't have this kind of relationship with my other sister. Why can't you just say Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
And Hayden's now Martha Stewart.
I know. But at least she bought those. She didn't make them. At least she bought. If she would have made them, I would have been like, what are we trying to do here?
Yeah.
I did think it was funny, though, that Aiden was like, no, I'm not eating this. I'll just make my own cake.
I know.
So cute.
I was kind of disappointed that Sunny did not buy the pub for Christina, but I'm happy that Olivia's getting her pizza oven.
Yes. And I'm assuming that she's going to keep...
Christina.
Yeah, Christina.
I couldn't see her changing that. No. So
I think she's going to keep it all the same except for the pizza oven. I mean, that'd be nice.
She's been wanting that thing for so long. So thank you for finally giving.
There's probably people that don't even remember her wanting that. That's how long ago it has been.
Oh my gosh, she and Ned have been married for quite some time.
They have been.
Because it was when she moved into the Quartermain Mansion. Yes. And she was going to make the pizza for Thanksgiving.
Right.
So we're going to do a whole Thanksgiving episode on the history of the pizza. For
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yay.
But no, I agree. I don't think that she's going to fire Christina. I think that Olivia and Sunny did a really good job of supporting Lulu this week. And Olivia did a really good job of accepting her part in Lulu's lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And not just pointing the finger at Sunny for all of the things she was saying. But Sunny's words to Lulu about how he's watched her grow up.
He's so
and
sweet.
You're my best friend's daughter. I'm like, I did miss up. Not full cry.
My gosh. It was
sweet, though.
It was very sweet. Not quite worth crying over, but it was very sweet.
Well, you know, I did think that Sunny's aggression towards Ava was not really warranted that time.
Right.
Like, out of nowhere. She's allowed to have a martini.
Yes.
It's right. Not like she wasn't falling over. Avery sitting there.
Yes. She wasn't falling over, like, publicly drunk. And she wasn't going to go pick up Avery 5 minutes after that.
No.
So when you're not parenting, you're allowed to have a drink. It's okay.
Even if you are parenting, you're allowed to have a drink.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know.
You're not allowed to get falling down drunk when you're parenting.
Yes.
And that was not what she shouldn't. Was doing.
No, I agree.
What was your favorite line of this week?
What do you think my favorite line of the week was?
The same as mine, because we're very, very...
What did you write?
Monica to Finn?
No! Okay, so what was yours?
Oh, Monica to Finn, whenever she told him to go out of the hospital and get a real meal, nothing that was wrapped up, blah, 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 because you look like a damn vampire.
I missed that!
Oh my god!
What day was that?
Thursday?
Oh, I was doing laundry!
Oh.
Didn't I say a couple weeks ago that I need to stop doing stuff while I'm watching that?
Yes, I thought for sure that was going to be your favorite line, because she said, I don't know, he needed to do something with Sasha, and she was like, do that, but whenever you're done, go out of this hospital, go get some type of meal that does not need to be unwrapped or from a microwave or whatever, nothing from the cafeteria, and get into the sunshine because you look like a damn vampire. And I was like, oh,
I need to go watch
so
that.
Funny.
So mine actually also involved Monica, but it was Kim.
Oh,
when she was saying, she said something and Kim just said, he knows how to kiss me.
Yes.
That, I mean, when you have, and if you don't understand that, I hope one day you do, because
you're kissing the wrong person. If you haven't felt that feeling with them.
But the fact that he, that was good. So I did like that. Where did quote Drew, what are we calling him? What are we calling Franco Drew? Franco or Drew?
There's not a ship name for him yet.
Well, they're not in a relationship.
I feel like they are. They're in the same body.
Well, yeah. He has an accent now. Did you notice that at the end of the week he wound up with an accent?
Oh, I didn't notice that. Yeah. Sorry.
It's like a slight accent coming through that he didn't have when he woke up.
Oh, I don't like that. Why do they try to do that?
I don't know.
I liked him talking to Ava, though, because she was very blunt.
She was. Yeah.
She's honest. You got to give her that. And he even said that, because he said something about who hates you in this town or who hates you the most or something like that. And she was like, you're looking at her.
Yep.
So.
What about Kiki coming back?
I don't know. I feel like Kiki would be more forgiving.
I kind of said the same thing. I mean, obviously, she wasn't going to be exactly happy.
True.
But to be that angry?
Yes, she was very angry and just mean. And I know Kiki could lose her temper with Ava here and there, but she always still seemed like she was trying to come from a good place and help her. And with this coming back, she was just
mean. She didn't say anything that she hadn't said already either.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. There was no closure one way or the other. I understand if she can't give her peace, because I don't know how Ava's ever going to get peace.
Mm-hmm.
But to just be so nasty, I feel like she would have said something just a little nice. I mean, it's your mom and you're dead. Like, you're not going to be able to change it now. So. And make peace with it as much as you can.
She's obviously been suffering. I mean, she would have watched the whole Ryan thing take place, wouldn't she? I don't know how the dead work, but...
I mean, I would think so. If she can pick up a computer and read all the...
Yeah, that's true.
...remarks and everything.
But wouldn't Kiki have, like, overseen all the stuff that Ava went through? I thought it was weird.
I thought it was, too. I don't know. I don't like whenever they bring people back like that to begin with. It just feels weird and... Kiki strikes me as a nicer, more forgiving person. So now that she's dead, I just figure she'd be even nicer. I don't know. Whenever you're dead, you forgive everybody because you're dead and you're in a better place and you can't change the past anyway. So here we are. She just wasn't like that.
Or at least acknowledge that Ava has been tortured by it.
Right.
Or something. So, I mean, it's... Like I said, she didn't say anything new. She had already confronted her about the Griffin stuff. She already confronted her about the Morgan stuff.
Right.
What?
And you knew
it's not like she fell in love with the guy and said, oh, hey, by the way, can you go kill my daughter?
Exactly.
Or that she knew he was going to. She thought it was Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It was nice to see her, though.
It was.
She looks so like she's cute. Growing up, though. I mean, she is older. But she's definitely.
She is. Yes, she is.
Mid-20 woman.
We sound so old right now.
I know.
Favorite moment of the week.
Well, do you want to talk about Joss and Carly and Jax and the homeschooling situation?
I have that. I don't understand how Cameron thinks that he should get to stay home, too.
Neither do I.
Because he was jumping right on board with that. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
And I like that Trina called them both out and was like, no, you're going to school. Shut up.
Well, and I'm glad that Carly is making her go because she has to learn how to live without him.
I can't believe that Jax is even dumb enough to say, oh, I could take her on an educational vacation. That's not what he called it.
Yeah.
That's what she called it.
And Carly came right back and said, fine, gap year after high school. Do it.
Yes.
Meaning she's finishing.
Mm-hmm.
But
she got pretty emotional with that conversation. Like, you could tell how angry and upset she was. I thought it was going to throw her into labor or something because they just had that conversation about, you know, she's always high risk or whatever.
Yeah.
And she seemed very like, I would assume her blood pressure was very high at that moment. So
yeah.
I was afraid for a minute. They didn't, obviously, but
no.
In the moment I was like, please don't send her into labor yet. We're not ready.
No. Oh gosh. I didn't even think about that. No, but I agree with her that, you know, it's going to be hard, but like my best friend died when I was sixth grade. They emptied his locker and I saw it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they emptied it during the day. So let's just not even go there. But, and that was hard. And so it was hard. And he was hit by a car.
Wow.
And it was catty corner from my bus stop. Was not easy. And his house was catty corner for mine.
Oh my God.
But, you know, you have to figure out a way to keep going.
Right. Like, I couldn't teach people to run away. At a young age, then that's going to be the only coping skill that they have for life. And that's not realistic for anyone.
Well, speaking of coping skills, I wrote that, can we just seriously put Joss and or Cameron in therapy so that they can be working through this stuff in a quote unquote normal, maybe I should say
healthy,
realistic, you know, in a real way. These kids should be, they've both gone through horribly traumatic experiences.
And Carly needed therapy before, so you would think that she would be right on board with let's get her in therapy just to make sure that she's okay.
Yep. Well, especially where Cam's grandmother ran on the platform of improving mental health, and Carly was right alongside her helping promote better mental health. How about we start with our kids?
Maybe there's just too many patients between everyone. They can't add this to
I'm not saying they need to go to Ferncliff.
Or the new guys.
But if they want to change the future of mental health, start with your kids. Teach them that it is healthy to handle feelings and how to process them and not to bottle them up. And
yep. We are pro therapy. There's no secret with that.
Yep. Very much so.
So my favorite moment was part of the Jackson Carly whenever she stormed in and was like, what's going on with you and Obrecht? And he was like, well, let me go wake her up. That was
Loved it.
That was priceless.
Yes.
I was hoping that he was teasing her, but when he first said it, I was like, oh my gosh, for her.
I thought that was good. Because my mouth dropped just as much as Carly's. And I was like, oh, that did not just happen. It did. I loved how he was teasing about it, but at the same time, he defended Liesl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he was also really kind to her at their lunch.
Yes.
He didn't continue to mislead, but then he found the common ground with the racing and everything. Mm-hmm. And apparently she races cars. I mean, you got to get rid of aggression somehow. She's found a healthy outlet. Her therapist probably told her to find a healthy outlet. Go Liesl, we're assuming. And it kind of made me sad where Liesl was like, listen, I know that this isn't anything.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's an age difference there too, though.
Yeah, that too. But that's who Peter should be doing the dating thing on. Women getting back into the dating scene at an older age, or anyone who stopped dating before technology took off the way that it is now.
Right.
You know, I mean, even though I met my husband online, if anything happened, dating has changed so much in just 10 years.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't have... Oh, Hayden calling her daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a phone call from her daughter. I'm like, I don't have anything else. Yes, I do.
So tell me about your day. Wouldn't she only be two?
I found that
Although odd. I do say that we probably said that to the kids.
I feel like with today's technology, at two, you would FaceTime or Skype or whatever platform you have. Because then the kid actually gets to see you and you can say, oh, tell me about your day. And she's probably going to pick up like a block and be like,
But maybe she was actually courteous to the fact that she was in public.
But she set up that phone call. So wouldn't you go back to your hotel room or go sit in your car or be somewhere private? Because she said right on time whenever she answered it.
Yeah. But maybe she has something going on at the bar.
Maybe. But again, if you're trying to hide the fact... She must be friends with Brad and Lucas. If you're trying to hide the fact that you have a baby, you don't sit in a public bar and be like, oh, yeah, how's my daughter? Or mommy's on the phone or whatever she said.
Right.
So that was dumb. But I'm glad that they finally acknowledged the fact that, yes, she had the baby because they kept playing it like maybe she didn't. I know, feel like we all knew that she did, but
yep.
It's nice to have that confirmation. And that it's a girl. I don't think we knew that it was a girl.
I don't think so either. And, I mean, we've seen Finn with Emma.
Yes.
He's going to be such a good girl dad.
He would be a good dad no matter what. But yes.
He is going to have that little girl wrapped around that finger.
Yeah. It'll be so cute.
When are they going to find out, though? Oh, she has to be.
Oh, I bet she's so cute.
I hope she has his eyes.
I hope so, too. Like they can create a child that just merges the two of them together.
You never know. This is, I mean, look at half the conversation that we just had.
Very true.
Yes. So I didn't do any questions on social media because I forgot to read the ones that we did last week. So we're just going to, I did a Twitter survey on how long have you been watching the show?
Mm-hmm. I remember you putting that up.
22% of people have been watching for 41 plus years.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you need to like email us some information and tell us what else we should be covering. You have so much more knowledge than we do. Hook us up.
41%, 44%, 21 to 40 years, 31%, 6 to 20 years, and 2% under 5.
Wow.
And I
want to know how those people got into it too.
Hold it.
Okay.
We're going to read those.
Okay.
So wait, Marsha Bess started in 1965 after school. Jesse Brewer was my favorite character back then. Someone named H at You Know Who Boo. Almost 42 years. My sister forced me to watch for the first time, LOL, when I was 5 or 6. Hooked when I saw Jeannie Francis, Ken Shiner, and Denise Alexander. Even if I was too young and to know exactly what was going on, it didn't matter. I felt an instant connection to Laura/Jeannie.
Aww.
AFL_Chris, day one, I was in 8th grade.
Wow.
Chris Kamka, 41 plus years. It's sadly no longer, so I don't know if that means
they
no longer watch.
Able to watch it.
And Linda S. from the beginning.
Oh my gosh.
But
The people who have been watching it forever, I so wish we could sit down and have a conversation with them because they have to know so much.
Mare, M-A-R-E. So her, she's at, it's Kelly Monaco, but it's KMO, okay. Fan, C-A-1. 2 months. It's been the best.
Oh my gosh. Did you ask her, like, what made her start?
I said, so what made you start watching? My friend, I'm a huge Grey's Anatomy fan. And in June, I was bored since it went into hiatus. My friend is a stay-at-home mom, so she said, check it out. Went back and watched basically the whole story of J-Sam and fell in love with it. I said, that's so cool. Dr. Bailey has been on GH a few times, too. Most recently in May, she's a GH super fan. And she said, I saw that. I kind of screamed a little and said, Miranda, go back to Seattle, LOL. I'm a 90s baby, so the soap world is a little new to me, but so far enjoying it all. And I said, well, how long has your friend been a fan? And she said, I think she's been a fan for a few years. Her mom got her into it, so it followed. And I just said, multi-generational is the best. My gram started it in our family. I mean, 2 months.
That is crazy.
I couldn't even imagine just now getting into it because she's in the position where she can go to YouTube and just check everything out.
Yep. It's a great
time. We didn't have that.
I know. It's a great time to get started, I guess.
We didn't have.
You can research anything.
Yep.
Well, welcome. That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy? And then on Instagram, Soap Opera Daily started watching during Sunny and Carly Held Hostage. And I just responded, which time? And I only responded today, so they haven't gotten back to me yet. Seriously, which time?
Right. They've been held hostage quite a few.
Tony Garza, 69, 21 to 40 years. Alice, 5700. Marhar, 21 to 40 years. Laura Ellis Poff, since day one.
Wow.
And Karen Stevens, 56 years.
That's crazy. And I also think it's awesome. If you've been watching since day one, then you're obviously 56 or older.
Yes.
Assuming that you're remembering the episodes, you're at least around the 6 year mark. So you're in your 60s and they have mastered social media because that's awesome because I'm still so lost. So good job for that on top of watching all those years.
There you go. Yeah. It blew my mind seeing some of the responses.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, I'm so jealous. I really do. I wish we could have like a fan panel and tell me all that I don't know.
Well, let's try to figure out a way to do that. That we can incorporate it into the 411. Oh, so speaking of the 411, shoot, we didn't talk about Drew at all. So Thursday, we're doing the 411 on Drew.
I don't like the way he left.
No!
I don't like, we talked about the money being in the car, then we didn't.
What happened?
I understand that he's trying to help find Maddox and then return the money or whatever. But he didn't even go see Elizabeth.
Or Sam and
right, he
Scout.
Sent Sam an email. That's right. What she said. Like, it wasn't even a text.
Yeah.
I emailed you to let you know I'm leaving the country and don't know when I'll be back.
Right.
Like, you don't do that.
No, and especially where they do have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not right. Him just peace out.
Say goodbye to your daughter.
Maybe. I don't know.
I hope, like we've said, with Lucky that they don't do, that they at least have him, like, Skype in every once in a while or something. Mm-hmm. Because Scout is way too little to just have her dad be gone. And I know mm-hmm. Jason's there now, but it's still not her dad.
No. The good thing is that she doesn't know that Jason is his twin. So it's not like she recognizes dad as looking like him. Dad looks different.
Yes.
So that is good.
That is good.
But still, no, I agree. So we're going to talk all about Drew and just Drew. So it's going to be difficult because we're going to do the progression. So might be a two-parter. Don't know.
We're going to stick to Drew being Drew. Like, we'll get into how he arrived on the show and
right.
became Drew. But we're not going to focus on all the Jason stuff. We're going to focus on Drew living his life as Drew.
Yes. So I think that's it.
That's it. What do you think, real quick, Sasha has?
I don't know. Do you think it's the same thing that Finn had?
I don't know.
Because didn't he get that from Cassandra?
Did he?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. I thought they were going to say they still didn't know, but when he opened that letter, he said, how is this even possible? Are you going to mm-hmm. be freaking kidding me? Or something like that. Which makes me think that there is a diagnosis. It wasn't just another empty
Maybe it's the Black Plague.
Okay. You sound very excited. Did you say that?
Well, I'm not excited about it, but it's eradicated. So maybe how is something that's supposed to be gone?
True. I don't know. I'm interested.
And I'm sure that she got all of her shots before traveling abroad. So.
Right. Yeah.
She seems like a smart girl.
Yes.
So I don't know. Do you think she's going to wind up telling Michael?
I don't know.
Because she's getting a guilty conscience.
She did. Mm-hmm. Yes. I had that in my notes and I didn't mention it. She brought up, do you think this is karma?
Mm-hmm.
But then she conveniently passed out before getting further.
Isn't that convenient?
It is. I hate when that happens.
Yep.
No, I don't know. I just wonder what it is because I'm happy that it seems like now he has an answer, but I want to know.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Just one thing.
Do-do-do.
Reality check.
Go ahead. What's your reality check?
We're 3 days into school.
Everything it's going
so
well?
So far, so good.
We only had one kid start so far.
Right. I still have a couple days left with my daughter.
That's not fair.
It does make it a little bit more difficult, though, because I can leave the two of them home by themselves, but she doesn't want to be left at home.
Aw.
So, but she came to the office with me on Thursday. We had a mini baby shower for two of the girls in my office are having babies.
So. I saw your Facebook post. She looked so happy
at the
shower.
It was her first baby shower.
Aw.
She won. She guessed the correct number of Smarties. She was only off by 10, but she was the closest without going over.
Mm-hmm.
And she played one of the games, had some food. You know, so
that's so awesome that you can take her to work with you.
I know. I'm trying not to kick myself too much for not doing this when I originally thought about it. Cause I'm like, this would have been great 10 years ago, but I would not have had the people that are making it so
exactly
great now.
Everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
This was the time you were
meant to be
in it.
And I can do it from this point forward. So
other
than that, I mean, this week just kind of went quickly.
Was your son happy with school?
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty no drama, but
I mean, he got all the classes that he wanted. Pretty much no homework is what most of the teachers have said. So we had a bonfire last night. We typically do an end of the year bonfire the Saturday before school started, but none of us could get our stuff together. And so we had it the Saturday after. It was nice. It used to be us and our neighbors. It was nice. It was just nice to hang out by the fire. And
I was sorry I missed it.
You had a good reason. So
I did. Yeah, that's my reality. I took Emily to not her first concert. We had done Taylor Swift as a family when they were younger, but this was the first concert that she wanted to go see. It was Chris Young. He's a country artist. And it was just nice to spend the day, not all of the day, but the part of the concert time before that, her dad and the other kids were there. And so we mingled with them a little bit and did the whole family thing. But then for the actual concert, we had two seats by ourselves and just enjoyed that. And just seeing the look on her face, I think I paid more attention to her than I did the concert, even though I do like him, because she was just glowing. And like she'd had her phone. So of course she's like videotaping the stage and then videotaping herself singing along and whatever. And she was just in it and enjoying every second of it. And today she spent the night in her dad. So today she sent me clips of all the stuff that she had put on Instagram and had added, like, I love my mama and blah, blah, blah. And
so sweet.
Yeah, super nice text. And we have a difficult relationship. So when we have these moments, they mean...
Well, she's a teenage girl, so...
That's true. But there's a lot of stress between us. But when we have the good moments, they're really good moments. Mm-hmm. And so this was one of them. And it was awesome.
That's awesome. That's good. And you had perfect concert weather, too. I mean, it was a great... It was warm, but not too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the night cooled.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was funny. She had on a t-shirt and then like a sweatshirt over top. And then she had bought a t-shirt there. And by the time that we were ready to leave, she was like, yeah, I'm ready to go because I'm cold. And I was like, yeah, it really did. The temperature dropped.
Yep.
But I would much rather that than 90 degree heat. And
at 10 o'clock at night is just disgusting.
Yes.
Yep.
So, and we were in the seated part, not the lawn. And so she could sit down because she wore a cowboy boots and then complained that her feet hurt. So she could sit down whenever her feet were hurting and then stand up. And it was just, I don't know, all around an awesome night.
That's good. Yay. Exactly. That's good. We had good weeks. How's Madeline doing with her full day?
She's loving it, which I thought it was going to be a huge shock because this is her first full day experience.
Mm-hmm.
But now she gets to do all the activities, like they have gym and art and all that stuff that they didn't get last year. And she is still riding the high of chocolate milk at lunchtime. So nothing else she can do.
It's the little things in life.
It is. She's so excited. Chocolate milk at lunch every day. It's the best life to live.
Man. I want to go back to that time where that was the highlight of my life. Heck,
right?
Chocolate milk would be a good thing right now. Chocolate makes us happy.
Yes.
So it's good. But yeah, I guess that's it.
All right. Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.